Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. And we interview residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. And I assure you that we're not selling anything, that this interview will only take a few minutes. Just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your, just be sure we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 39? 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and older.
What is this survey about, sir?
Okay, this survey is about, you know, the Children's Trust and organization in Miami-Dade.
The Children's Trust? Like the cancer
yes.
center?
Yes. Uh-huh. All kind of programs I do for children.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And what is your age, ma'am? Can you tell me what category your age falls?
40 to 50.
Okay, 30 to 54. All right, ma'am. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, and do you have any children under the age of 18 that live with, you know, live in your home? For whom you are a primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are, you know, your children or someone else's?
I have a minor.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have never heard of them, just let me know, okay, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be the United Way of Miami-Dade County. Yes or no?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Okay. And what about the Children's Trust?
Well, what I hear is they're a hospital.
No, this is an organization, okay? So, but you never heard of that organization? Or yes or no?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust.
No, never heard of them.
Okay. What about, have you ever searched for information about programs in services for children and in your family? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you be most likely to use? Visit a specific web site, you know, search in the internet using something like Google, online community like IE, WhatsApp, or Facebook groups, etc. Use an app or, you know, on your smartphone. As a friend or family member, as my child's teacher or childcare, call the 211 helpline or ask my child's doctor or other.
I guess I search it up in Google.
Google, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, ma'am, based on your familiarity, you know, with the work of Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive or negative or no impact on your decision?
I have no idea, sir.
So be no impact, right?
I didn't say that. I have no idea what
Okay. So, now I don't know, right? Okay. I remember when considering the work, you know, of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that Children's Trust has in your community?
I cannot tell.
Okay, you can't tell, right? Because you don't know anything about.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
All right, okay. Let me write this down real quick.
Excuse me?
Let me write this down, okay, real quick, Annie, because this is like a open-ended question.
Okay.
Anything about it. Okay, ma'am, and next I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. Okay, the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established, you know, by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs, okay? Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Sir, I have no idea.
After I read that to you, what they do, you know, after that, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them? That they, you know, they are dedicated source of revenue established, you know, by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade County by funding high quality programs. Knowing this, can you tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. We'll go with that. All right, so ma'am, prior to this interview, are you aware that Children's Trust offer programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. All right, ma'am, have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust? Yes or no?
I guess I did, but I haven't paid attention to it.
But you have seen or heard an advertising about?
I've heard something, but
okay.
I cannot tell what is.
Okay, and then where have you most often heard or seen advertising about Children's Trust? Was that television, radio, buses, billboards, newspaper, or magazines?
Maybe in television, yeah.
Television, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Newspapers or magazines, television, social media, radio, or online or other?
Social media.
Social media. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, we're almost finished with this survey, okay? We're almost done with this survey. We only have a few more questions for qualification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Would you say Haitian or Hispanic, Latino, or
Hispanic,
Cuban?
Hispanic,
okay.
Latino, Cuban, all that.
Okay.
Because I'm Hispanic, I'm Latino, and I'm Cuban.
Okay.
And
okay.
Also,
thank you.
American citizen.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? A white, Anglo, black or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would you say you're single or not married or divorced or separated, married or living with partner?
I'm single.
Single, okay. All right, and do you own or rent your current residence, ma'am?
Renting,
okay. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
20 years.
So it'll be 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what is your annual? Go ahead.
More exactly 19 years ago.
Okay, see, okay, that's what I put 10 to 20 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is your annual household income before taxes? Would you say less than 25,000? Between 25,000 and 50?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay. No problem. We'll move to the next question. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your zip code or your home address?
Zip code
33126. 33126, right, okay. All right, ma'am, and in what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Would you say Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, or South Miami-Dade?
On Flagler, sir.
Which one?
Flagler Street.
But is that northeast Miami-Dade or northwest or south?
That's the middle of Miami-Dade.
Okay, so be northwest?
No, that's the middle of Miami-Dade.
Well, I only have those choices, ma'am. Okay, any guess that you give me would be fine just to finish the survey, okay?
Northwest,
okay. All mm-hmm. right. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a great evening. I appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Same for you.
Bye-bye.